I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is placing a bet on the success of General Motors. The investment firm has purchased 10 million shares in the automaker, spending $256.6 million on the deal. The Detroit Free Press reports it's not known if the purchase was made by the legendary investor or by an associate of Buffett. GM stock settled at $21.42 yesterday and then rose in after-hours trading once the word of the Berkshire Hathaway deal was announced. Michigan will soon have more online charter schools thanks to a law signed by Governor Snyder. The governor also put pen to paper yesterday to allow students to dual enroll in both high school and college courses. In a statement, Governor Snyder says the new law allows students to, quote, achieve a quality education without boundaries. The cyber schools bill passed despite objections from traditional education advocates who say there's not enough safeguards to make sure students get a quality education. Many say, though, that those teachers are just afraid for their jobs. A Benton Harbor man is in jail in Kent County on open murder charges related to a 2011 killing. Carl Cotton Jr. was arraigned yesterday for the death of Jamie Powell in her apartment in Walker, north of Grand Rapids. A probable cause affidavit indicates Cotton drove from Benton Harbor to Kent County for a drug deal. When that alleged deal soured, police say he shot Powell several times. State Representative Roy Schmidt is leaving the Democratic Party. Grand Rapids lawmaker says he'll run for re-election as a Republican, and Democrats are furious. Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer issued a statement calling it, quote, a desperate, cowardly, opportunistic move in the 11th hour. Schmidt says that he'll continue to be a moderate, but says he switched parties because Brewer and other Democratic leaders didn't want to listen to his positions. Prosecutors have released their case against suspected serial killer Elias Abuluzam in Flint. His defense team is expected to use an instant insanity defense. The Israeli immigrant is on trial for the murder of Arnold Miner in 2010 and is suspected of stabbing a total of 14 people, killing five. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news.